Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you very much for joining. At some point, somebody had asked me to speak a little bit about being an Orla Goyim. So I figured, we talked about marriage last time. Let's talk a little bit about what's the Jewish people's relationship with the non-Jews. What's supposed to be our relationship? What's supposed to be our perspective? How are we an Orla Goyim? So it's interesting, just in this past week's Pasha, so there's a pasuk that says, famous pasuk, "V'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim, v'atem tiyu li mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh." On this pasuk, the Sfarno writes, "Af al pi shekol ha'min ha'enoshi yakar etzli." Pasuk says, even though the entire human race is beloved and precious to Hashem. In Klal Yisrael, we have all kinds of ideas like kavod abrios and the sanctity of human life. Not just Jewish life, but human life. Nevertheless, and as first he quotes the Mishnah Perkei Avos, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tselem. All of man was created in Tselem Elokim. Nevertheless, Atem Tili Sgula. We have a special status in the world. Ki Li Chal Aretz, that continues the Svarno. Ki Amnam Li Chal Aretz V'Chaside Umos Ha'olam Yikarim Etzli B'Li Safik. That there's an idea called Chaside Umos Ha'olam. V'atem tiyu li mamleches kohanim, uvezet tiyu skula mikulam ki tiyu mamleches kohanim lahavin ulahoros, l'chal hamina enoshi likro kulam b'shem Hashem. As one talk show host once put it, that the goal of the Jewish people is to teach ethical monotheism to the world. That Klal Yisrael's job, this Sforno says, is to teach the world that there's one Hashem. We need to serve him with our 613, and the non-Jews need to serve him with their 7. The whole idea of Kiddush Hashem is generally misunderstood to mean the way we behave in front of the Goyim. Those who know, a pasuk in Chumash, it says, "V'nikdashti b'soch bnei Yisrael, los chalu shem kodshi." Really, the ikar kiddush Hashem and chilul Hashem is in front of Jews, but there's also an idea midrabbanan of chilul Hashem also in front of non-Jews. So, in general, certainly we who live in America, there's a mission that says, "Have a mispalel b'shlomo shel malchus." We say a prayer for the United States government. We have to appreciate, I remember after 9-11, Rabbi Moshe Weinberger was talking about this a lot, after 9-11, about how we have to have a karas hatov to the non-Jews who host us here. The United States is a medina shel chesed, and we have to have a karas hatov, and we have to have appreciation that we have a government that allows us to live here. A karas hatov to the police, to the sanitation people, to the bus drivers, to people who provide services for us. We have to have Hakaras HaTov. That's all included in having Mispalel B'Shlomo Shel Malchus. Now, there are certain... So, I mean, a simple level, being an Orla Goyim means if you're wearing a yarmulke on your head, and the non-Jews also know that we're the chosen people. So the way a person conducts himself and behaves, Klal Yisrael is supposed to be known as Rachmanim Baishanim Gomle Chasadim. And the way a Jew behaves, we represent the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. So, Mahu Racham, Avato Racham, we have to be a beacon to the nations of the world about humanity, about caring, about sensitivity, about Midos Tovos. All these missions that Israel sends all over the world to Turkey, they send a whole mission. It's such an incredible Kiddush Shem Shemayim, whether it's the technical Kiddush Hashem in front of Jews, in front of Goyim. Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, this is part of the idea of being an Orla Goyim is to represent a certain midos in the world. Now, it's true that that after the Holocaust, especially, and I spoke actually last week about the difference in the Yeshivish and modern Orthodox. One difference is his attitude towards Goyim. That I think after the Holocaust, so a lot of the Yeshivish world turned off a lot to Goyim. Rav Moshe Feinstein has an achuva based on the Medrash. There's a Medrash that seems to say Halacha hi she'esav sanei liyakov. So others, you know, others don't agree with Rav Moshe's interpretation that you have to assume every guy hates every Jew. Is that really a tautology? Is that really, we have to assume that as a davar pashut, that every guy hates every Jew? I can tell you that my father didn't conduct himself that way. My rabbeim don't really conduct themselves that way, that b'halacha esav sanei liyakov, that every guy hates every Jew. We have to be respectful of the goyim. We have to try to make a kiddush Hashem in front of the goyim. We have to be rachmanim b'shem gomli chasadim. Recently, there's even a yeshivish place in our neighborhood. They did a whole campaign for one of the non-Jewish janitors who served the the community. I don't know, lately, you guys know more than anything that I've been traveling a lot on planes. I wear my yarmulke everywhere in the United States. I know that social media will have it that, and I know it's true that anti-Semitism is on the rise. It's on the rise in America. It's true, but I don't think that means that everywhere you go, every non-Jew, you know, is looking to kill every Jew or to maim or hurt every Jew. It's more, we have to talk about it. We have to sensitize people. We have to be nice people. I think that the fact that we consider ourselves the chosen people, that's the reason why the non-Jews hate us. We would be jealous too, right? If somebody else was the chosen people, we'd probably be jealous of them also. No? We'd be jealous of them. Yes, there are Midrashim also that say that once the Torah, I think the Medrash says that Har Sinai is called Har Sinai because Shemisham Yarda Sina La'olam. Because once we got the Torah in Har Sinai, so the other nations of the world hate us. Even though Sinai is with a sin, and Sinai is with a samach, and Sinai is with a sin, but Midrashim will sometimes do things like that. So it's true that the non-Jews, there are many non-Jews who hate us. I don't think that means that every single Arab in the world hates everybody. Many of them do. Many of them do. And when they start up with us, we have to respond. We can't start being mevara. Oh, do you hate me or do you not hate me? When if we think that there's Arabs who hate us, we have to take preemptive strikes. We have to get out there first before then. We can't wait till they show up and they tell us, oh yeah, I'm the one who hates you. You know, you can't do that. But I don't think it means that every single Arab in the world is bad or every single Arab in the world hates us. We have to know the difference between those non-Jews who hate us and those who don't. We saw the Sfarno says there's Hasidei Sa'olam, there's non-Jews who are good people also. So it's a little bit tricky. Avram Avinu davened for the Rishayim of Sodom, right? Avram davened for Sodom. The pasuk says by Avram Avinu, "V'nivruchu b'chal kol mishpachos ha'adamah," that you're going to be a blessing for all the nations of the world. That was before there was Judaism. So I think that, like in most things, it's not black and white. There are some Amari Chazal that seem to say that, you know, to apply that Esav sonei liyakov again. I saw some explain Esav son of Yaakov doesn't mean all Goyim. It means Esav. Maybe it means the Romans. Maybe it means the children of Esav, Dafka. But not everybody agrees that we have to assume that every non-Jew hates every Jew. I mean, I have neighbors who are very nice people. They don't hate the Jews. It's not. I don't think we're supposed to go around feeling that way. We're supposed to be, like we said, an Arla Goyim. We're supposed to conduct ourselves the right way. We have to go out of our way. If you're wearing a yarmulke, you have to realize people are going to judge you for wearing a yarmulke. You represent the Rabbanu Shlom on this world. And by the way, I think most Goyim understand this. Most Goyim understand the fact that the Jewish people represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this world, and the way we act, especially the way we act to the Goyim. There's a famous story, I think it's Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Someone, it was Good Morning Herr Muller, right? That he used to say good morning to his German neighbor all the time, and maybe it wasn't Yaakov Kamenetsky. I don't know if somebody, I forgot who it was about. And then when he was online, he said, "Good morning, Herr Muller," when he was online. So the guy, sent him to the right line instead of to the concentration camp, to the death line, because he had said good morning all the time. We're supposed to say good morning to the non-Jews. We're supposed to be respectful to them. We're supposed to make a kiddush Hashem. We have to be honest in our business dealings with the non-Jews. We have to make a kiddush Hashem wherever we go. The Rambam talks about this all the time, that the way a person speaks, how do you speak? How do you speak to non-Jews? You have to speak respectfully to the non-Jews. Mm-hmm. I think that in the more yeshivish world, as I said, generally, there's less of this approach. It's not the approach of my father. It's not the approach of my Rabbeim. My Rabbeim and my father felt very strongly that we have to, part of being an Or LaGoyim is to conduct yourself and speak respectfully and respectably. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik once said, I think I said this in the last year, friendship, not fellowship. Right? We're not brothers with the non-Jews. We don't hang out with them. We're not supposed to, we don't have the same value system always. And so we're not supposed to hang out with them, but we have to be respectful and nice. And, you know, like I said, I've been traveling on a lot of airplanes lately, all non-Jews on the planes. They're all respectful. No one's yelling and screaming at everybody. I've always gotten all the people sitting next to me, around me, in front of you, Hami, all very nice to Jewish people. I'm wearing my yarmulke the whole time. I don't think it's like as bad as social media portrays it as. Again, maybe I have it wrong, but that's not the way my parents and Rebbes taught us. I was taught to be there are plenty of people who are anti-Semites, no question, plenty of them. But you have to know the difference in who's an anti-Semite and who's not. And, right, even Yaakov Avinu, when he met Esav, so he had Dor and he sent him gifts and he davened and then he was prepared for war, but he sent him gifts also. Right? It wasn't just like, oh, you know, you hate me, so I'm going to, you know, but he was prepared. But we have to try to take the high road when it comes to a deal with non-Jews. Anybody have any thoughts, questions, applications of this issue? Yeah, Arya, what do you got?
Is there ever room for someone to defend himself in front of a guy, knowing that it's just a small example, but holding a spot in the height and some local Dominican person comes and tries to fill your spot, standing in it waiting for a friend, and they just keep backing up into you until they run you over or you have to leave? This literally happened to me. I'm describing what happened to me last year. Then I left so I don't die. And then the woman took my spot. And I hesitated. I'm like, maybe I'll just walk away. But I was really frustrated. I was just spit on. It was really annoying. I confronted her and I said, excuse me, you stole my spot. And I was very specific in that moment. Maybe it's a cool chef. Who am I to just...
Hold on. You were holding the spot for somebody else? Or you were waiting to pull into the spot yourself?
No, I was waiting for Sam
Sickler
to come.
Is that legit? Are you allowed to do that? You could stand there and hold a spot for somebody else? Is that
Rabbi,
legit?
When they do it, then I feel like we could do it too, no?
I don't know if that's legit.
Everything could fly in the heights.
I hear that. I lived in the heights for a year also, and I had the guy lived underneath me. Whenever I would tiptoe across the floor, you would take the barrel of his gun and bang it up against the bottom of my floor. Boom, boom, boom. My wife was terrified. After a year, she mamish had post-traumatic stress disorder. We had to get out of the heights. It was insane. The guy, every time we would tiptoe across the floor and the board would creak, boom, 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 boom. At the back of the, so I understand everything goes in the heights. I made a bracha with Shema Malchus, Baruch Shep Tarani Miyancha Shalzeh when I got out of the heights. But the whole world is not like that. That's what I'm trying to say, yeah. You know, over here in Woodbury, we have trees, we have grass, we have houses. It's a little bit different. The people are, a little more calm. So I that's a good question. I'm not so sure it's the right thing that you're allowed to stand out there and save a spot for your friend. I'm not sure that's legit. She's probably right to mow you over. She had a right to the spot, I think. I mean, that's my gut, but maybe I don't know the rules of the heights. I don't know. Jakey, what do you say? But anyway. Let's assume it was something else that.
But standing up for yourself, meaning standing up yourself in front of a guy, knowing it might make you look bad.
If you're right and you're respectful and you're sweet and you have integrity, then I think you have a right to say what the truth is. Is it dangerous? You never know where the guy's going to pull out, something. And I think you have a right to stand up for yourself. Yeah, you don't have to be a wimp. No, chas v'shalom. I don't think we should be wimps. I think if we're wimps, then they're going to take more advantage of us. Yeah, Jakey.
What are Rabbi's thoughts on chesed missions and stuff like that are to the non-Jewish communities versus staying within our own community?
So again, I'm going to quote you something which I don't know if this is going to get recorded and put online. I don't know who's going to listen to it. Maybe let me take a pause here. Let me just pause this. I'm going to pause this. I'm going to quote you something that, hang on. The Gemara says in Gittin, Mefarnesei ani akum yemani yisrael mepnei darkei shalom. It's the Gemara in Gittin. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That, yeah, you can give also tzedakah to non-Jewish causes. That's a big Kiddush Hashem that the Jews are going to... But the ikar, the ikar has to be, we got to take care of our own first. Ani Ircha Kodman, right? That's a halach. Ani Ircha Kodman. And everything else I said before I paused it also is accurate. Yeah, any other questions, thoughts? Guys, if you want to hear on particular topics, please put it into the chat. Would love to hear. There was a question about Shana Rishona. I think it's related to learning during the first year of marriage, so that's why I wanted to maybe go in a different direction. But we could certainly speak about Shana Rishona. We could talk about how to cultivate the proper relationship with your wife during the first year of marriage. We can speak about that. There's a lot to talk about there. But whatever, anything you want to hear, if you could put it in the chat, we'd be happy to respond to, okay? I want you to have a great night. Thank you very much.